You're listening to Lost in the Sauce, a celebration of hot sauce makers and lovers from around the world. From big brands to local entrepreneurs, we review hot sauces based on aroma, texture, and taste before giving it an official flame rating. We'll also learn about each brand as well as share suggestions on what meals would pair well with the sauce. And we're going to do it all under 10 minutes. So let's do what we do and get lost in the sauce, powered by Fave Hot Sauce. Welcome to episode 15 of Lost in the Sauce. My name is Fave, and I'd like to thank you for joining me on this mystical, magical, majestical journey through hot sauce land. And I'm not only thankful for your listenership, I'm thankful for your patience as we adjust and grow this podcast into its true potential of celebrating hot sauce makers and lovers from around the world, Craig. And just like hot sauce, we got to make a few tweaks to the formula to add value, to share knowledge, as well as open your ears and taste buds to a new narrative around hot sauce. So if you're feeling lost in the sauce, please, please, please rate, review, subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts, Google, Spotify, wherever you listen to the show. Go to getlostinthesauce.net and find all the different ways you can listen. Your ratings, your reviews, and your subscriptions help us grow. So, like I said, Lost in the Sauce celebrates hot sauce makers and lovers from around the world. And right now we are going to travel across the ocean to the depths of South Africa by way of Publix grocery store in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. It is there where I found Nando's Peri Peri hot sauce. Oh, you know, I couldn't let a good hot sauce go by, so I had to pick it up. I got that thing. And this hot sauce is nothing to mess with. I mean, the resume of Nando's Peri Peri hot sauce is extraordinary. First off, Peri Peri is another name for the African bird's eye chili pepper, which is grown in African soil and rich in vitamin A, B, and C. In addition to being hot, it is a natural preservative, so there's no need for unnatural ingredients. And the ingredients in this sauce are simply salt, lemon, garlic, onion, oil, vinegar, and of course the African bird's eye chili, aka Peri Peri. This sauce, according to their website, builds on the tongue, and it is called magic in a bottle. And while Peri Peri hot sauce originated in South Africa, the peppers are grown primarily in Mozambique, where over 14,000 farmers farm across 500 acres to give you this bright orange sauce that is for pouring, dipping, cooking, and adoring. And I am in great anticipation to see if this Peri Peri hot sauce is all that it says it will be. Okay, so we've got this Nando's Peri Peri hot sauce on deck, and the experience we decided to go with is an old favorite of mine, jerk chicken fettuccine Alfredo.
Yes, Lord!
It went down, and I make my own jerk seasoning, so for this particular hot sauce, I took it another notch and did not put the cayenne, red pepper flakes, or anything hot in my jerk seasoning. No, we want Peri Peri to bring the heat. So we've got this jerk chicken fettuccine Alfredo on deck. I've got this Nando's Peri Peri hot sauce, and it's time to get into it, y'all. The aroma. I cracked this bottle open, this 9-ounce bottle, and strong citrus scent with warmth, with a vinegar finish, in that order. Citrus, heat, vinegar. Okay. I go to the texture. Now, there is no orifice reducer, so it's my assumption that they want you to pour this thing in that thing. So I got this jerk chicken fettuccine Alfredo. I've got the bottle. I'm pouring it. Oh, it's chunky smooth. And by chunky smooth, I mean there are visible seeds. It's not just pouring out fast like a Tabasco or a traditional hot sauce from America. It's got this whole thing where it's kind of like dumping delicious in your food. That's what it looks like. It's just dumping delicious all in your food. So the texture is very chunky smooth. It's not ooshy for real, but it's not, you know, skinny mini. So the texture has made itself known, and it's time for the moment of truth, the taste. So I pour this sauce in there, and I'm swishing it around with the fork because, again, the pasta dish has no heat in it. It's very kind of sweet. If you know about jerk, the sweetness is kind of taking over. So I was hoping this sauce would counteract it with some heat. So I take a bite and crescendo heat with a super tangy flair. It's tangy. The lemon is tangy, y'all. I mean, it's really tangy. But the flame, the fire, the heat from the peppers is very sustainable. That's the word that comes to mind for me. It's sustainable. It's a good heat. It's not a unbearable heat. It's not a weak heat. It's a strong, good, sustainable heat. So overall, as I'm eating this food and I'm enjoying the heat and I'm enjoying the tanginess, a little more tangy than I'm used to in a hot sauce, but here we are. And since we're here, Peri Peri Hot Sauce from Nando's gets a 4 flame rating. What? Peri Peri Hot Sauce truly transports you across the ocean and plants you deep into the African soil for a tangy experience unlike the standards found here in the U.S. While others tout heat, this sauce speaks flavor into your life and will enhance your palate and bless your plate. But what can you put on your plate that's worthy of such a sauce? Okay, I realize now that you may be a little intimidated by this African hot sauce. It's bold, it's tangy, it's different. It's not your Louisiana blend or Carolina blend or even a Caribbean blend. It's different. So what are we gonna put it on? Well, the website explains that Peri Peri is truly a chicken's best friend. Lots of great pictures of grilled whole chicken with this sauce just being marinated all over it. And it's a great look, it's a great taste. But what else you got? As I pondered what else we could put this sauce on, I thought, arroz con pollo, Cuban tacos, that's with the shredded chicken and a little bit of plantains, however you pronounce it. Other suggestions I have for you are, come on now, chicken wings, Hawaiian pizza, the pineapples and the ham with the little tanginess of the sauce. I think it'll slap. Now, the crazy part is I'm not even a big fan of Hawaiian pizza, but this sauce made me think of it. So there it is. Eggs Benedict is another suggestion I think would be really good for this sauce, as well as avocado toast. That situation is begging for a tangy sauce such as this. So as we close, Peri Peri Hot Sauce brings a unique and diverse offering of heat not readily found in the West. The signature tanginess of this hot sauce tends to compete with the fire fueled by the African bird's eye chili, almost to the point where I'm interested in knowing how this African pepper would perform in a less citrus-based recipe. Nevertheless, I am enamored by its journey as well as Nando's commitment to flavor over fire. Now, before you tell a friend, be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the show yourself. Post the link on the gram, TikTok, whatever you got going on. Show the world that you're about this hot sauce life and you're here for the spice. Until next time, remember that your lack of focus, confidence, and overall drip more than likely has nothing to do with taking your power back from who or whatever you believe has robbed you. Spoiler alert, they don't have it. Your power is not in their hands. And you're thinking, well, it's not mine, so where? I'll tell you where. Is right where you left it, on the floor. The world has convinced you that you've been robbed when in fact, you've just been distracted. Your power is on the floor, which is why you need to get on your knees and pick it up in prayer. And while you pray for power physically, spiritually, emotionally, and mentally, find peace in knowing that your power is never in short supply. So don't believe the lie. And while you're in the praying mood, don't forget to pray for a stranger, because a stranger is definitely out there praying for you. Thank you for listening to Lost in the Sauce, powered by Fave Hot Sauce. Thanks again for listening to Lost in the Sauce, powered by Fave Hot Sauce. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the show. And if you love it, please share it with your friends. All the foodies, that one who keeps hot sauce in her purse or in his glove box, all the TikTok and Instagram chefs, anyone who is about that hot sauce life, or just looking for a fun new podcast, tell them to stop looking and get lost in the sauce. I thank you in advance, and I'll check you out next week.